Cheshire, Massachusetts residents shot down the Adams-Cheshire Regional School District's $19.2 million budget at the annual town meeting Monday. Residents rejected the school budget after the Adams-Cheshire Regional School Committee decided to close Cheshire Elementary School next year. Paul Butler is the school district chairman.
It unfortunately came down along town lines that the vote was 4-3 that Plunkett would be the surviving school and that Cheshire would close.
C.T. Plunkett Elementary School is located in Adams. Both towns need to approve the new budget within 30 days. Normally, this would need to be done before July 1st, the beginning of the fiscal year. But according to state law and a 15-day extension requested by Superintendent Rob Putnam, the district is on a looser timetable, Putnam says.
What I've already had to do is I've contacted the Department of Education, Christine Lynch at the Department of Education, and informed her that our budget will not be passed by July 1st. So what happens is there's, as I said, a prescribed set of steps that then have to be taken.
The district will have to work with the state to operate a monthly contingency budget until a complete one can be passed. Cheshire has scheduled a special town meeting on July 17th to try again to pass the Adams-Cheshire Regional School District budget. Adams residents vote on their budget on Monday, and the school committee will meet Tuesday to refile the budget, with revisions if needed.
There are a lot of moving parts here, so I'm trying to, I'll know better how things are all going to stand in a little bit. But this is just the procedure.
Putnam says if it's shot down a second time, the entire district will vote together.
Then the approval of the budget shall require the affirmative vote of at least a majority of those registered voters present and voting thereon by counted vote.
And majority rules.
So if the majority of the voters approve a greater or lesser amount for the budget, that amount shall be placed before the school committee for ratification. So essentially, the hope is that we will not get to the point of a district-wide meeting.
Butler says after that, if there's still no conclusion, the state gets involved.
I don't think I've ever seen the school budget get shot down. So this is kind of a little bit new territory for me as well.
That's partially true. 2 years ago, the school budget was defeated, but an amended budget went through before the next fiscal year. Putnam, who started as superintendent last July, says this is the first time the budget-making process will run into the next fiscal year.
This could drag out for a long time.
If the towns cannot agree on the budget by December 1st, the state will take over the school district. Some Cheshire residents are still calling for Cheshire Elementary School to remain open, despite rejecting every plan to do so.
I completely understand the desire to maintain an elementary school in the town of Cheshire. If the towns of Adams and Cheshire had sufficient funding, I would certainly I would not be closing this for any other reason other than the fact that there are not sufficient funds to maintain the school, basically maintain the school, and provide all the services that are required in to improve education in the district.
Opponents say it's unfair that the school committee chose to close it over Plunkett in Adams, where pre-kindergarten through third grade will be housed. Putnam says keeping both elementary schools open would mean tax hikes in both towns of 10%.
The issue about the budget, at the heart of my desire, is to recognize the fiscal constraints of our towns while providing the best possible education that I can for the students of the Adams-Cheshire Regional School District.
Meanwhile, voters in nearby Lanesboro approved an $11 million budget, even adding $48,000 for a second kindergarten class. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.